Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
He brings us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with the Amateur Blasting Game. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. KathyPerry.com is the website. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet. Kathy, thanks again for being here. I got a laugh.
Thanks, Jim.
I got a laugh when I look at this note here that says Facebook is teaming up with a Better Business Bureau. And I'm thinking, you know, BBB and Facebook. I'm having a hard time reconciling that. What's going on?
Well, they're teaming up with them for a campaign called Shop Safe, Shop Smart, because of all the scams that are out there. So they're going to be running coordinated advertising campaigns throughout December, where they'll be sharing ideas and promoting tips on how to spot and avoid and report scams online. So it's not, you know, I mean, it's teaming up, but it's teaming up for an ad campaign.
Yeah, to try to give themselves some kind of redemption for their
yes.
bad behavior, where they're deciding, you know, what they're trying to help you do and me do to identify scams. They're taking that to applying that to their own selves to infringe on free speech.
You know, they're always doing something, but definitely it's something that, well, there are a lot of scammers out there, and I get emails from clients all the time sending me something and say, am I supposed to do this? Do I have this?
Right,
should I do with this? I'm going, and so I can check it and say, no, it's a scam. Don't do that. Don't touch that button.
Right. When you go to, I'm sorry, go ahead, finish that thought.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, you have to be in awareness that there are a lot of scams out there, scammers out there trying to get your money. And so they're just, you know, this is just something that they're trying to, you know, team up with a reputable organization to give people tips.
Yeah, and the Better Business Bureau has got a reputable name, and I'm not saying they don't do
right.
good work, but they're not exactly. There's a lot to be. But
I agree.
it's interesting to me. Facebook picked a good group to help them. They're probably more malleable, but you know, when I think about Facebook showing you how to pick out scammers, well, if you get really good at it, you can probably pick out when Facebook scams you.
Yeah.
You
well,
know, maybe that's the good
thing.
News is when Facebook says we consider this information to be unacceptable, and all it was a news feed from one of the top, you know, outlets in the world.
Yeah.
And Facebook didn't like the politics, so they took it off. Maybe it'll help them. Maybe it'll help us become better consumers of Facebook.
Maybe.
What do you think?
It's hard to say. The thing that I think is, you know, more important is that hopefully that when you are being scammed, that you can get a hold of somebody at Facebook to stop the scam that's taking place.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten a hold of somebody at Facebook?
No.
Well, no,
I can't say that.
Are you saying that this new BBB team will respond if you ask, if you tell them, they'll get back with you? Is that what you think?
No.
Oh, okay.
They are not going to do that. They're just giving you tips.
Yeah, it is. Something I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict something. I hate to say this because I know this makes me cynical. And when it comes to Twitter and Facebook and Google and Amazon, folks, it's not possible to be too cynical about them. But I'm going to say that something unfortunate is going to happen with this. There's going to be some kind. In 6 months, you're going to report back that something stupid happened. I just don't have a good feeling about this.
Well, there's always something stupid happening with it.
Well, but no, I think and far be it from me. I mean, I spent 20 years teaching people how to watch for cyber crime, and of which the spamming in a marketplace, scamming in a marketplace, that's a form of cyber crime, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What would be an example? An example of something that people could see there in that marketplace?
Well, there's so many.
Selling something that's not real, taking your money and not delivering it.
Well. Yeah, absolutely. That's one way. But the other way is that just to capture your information by having you believe that they're Amazon,
right,
for example.
Right.
So they send out notices all the time saying, I've even received them. Here, you have this order with Amazon for, a television, all this electronic equipment. Please confirm this. If this is not yours, click this button.
Yeah.
Well, if you click that button, you're going to their scammer place saying that they're Amazon.
Right.
They're trying to get your all your credit
cards.
This is on
the Facebook platform. It's happening.
It's been emails
too.
Facebook,
emails especially.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Kathy Perry is our guest. KathyPerry.com. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.